Music from the vaults of hell. PCB, Psycho Comfortably, the Devil's Own DJs, Swifty on the Scepter.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
You give me that marijuana gin again.
Customized sedative.
Our vibrations were getting nasty. But why?
Swati.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
Lifty on the center.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
A human mind as bent as a bad edge.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
Of drugs, are we?
Once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Okay, this is our second podcast we're doing on PCB Radio, and we've got Simon Dudley, who is going to introduce himself now.
You're right there, guys. As you said, my name's Simon Dudley, 47 years old. When I left school in the 90s, my careers advisor advised me going to lifeguarding, which I did. I did a YTS scheme for the Dudley Council for 2 years, and I lifeguarded around their pools. Then I applied for Wolverhampton Council, got a casual lifeguard job for those as well, Walsall Council. Then I was gym coach, learned to be a swimming teacher as well. After 6 years of doing that across the three different councils, I decided to go for something maybe a little bit less stressful. So I started to work in factories, warehouses, mainly on a temporary basis in the 90s, because there was quite a few agencies about offering temporary work. Then I got into nursing homes. Then, as I was driving at the time, I was doing mobile nursing as well, just visiting people in their homes for an hour or so, making sandwiches or waiting for them before they went to bingo or something like that. It was quite varied. Then I started working at a car accessory shop. This guy kept on coming in for cable ties and that. I seen his van and I says, "Is there any jobs there, mate?" And he was working for Kingswood Kids Activity Centres. I started working there, down there in Staffordshire. Then after I pressed past the probation period, I worked at the Shanklin at the Isle of Wight. I worked there for about a year or so. I got a phone call off one of the agencies because I was going to come back to the Midlands anyway. I got a job lifeguarding and car park security at Bloxwich. But that dried up a bit. A friend of mine found me a job working with him at a security firm. So over the next few months, I worked there.
But hell, man, you've been about doing a few things.
The 90s was a busy time. That's now I don't mind relaxing a little bit too much now, because I was busy in my younger life. I mean, I competed in bodybuilding as well in Muscle Beach in Canada in 94. I didn't really come anywhere, you know what I mean, inside the three. But I've done quite a lot. Probably that's why my back's as bad as it is now, sort of thing.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you've done a hell of a lot and had a lot of different and varied jobs.
Yeah.
From doing all those different jobs, has that taught you anything? Has that guided you a certain way or towards a certain path in life?
Yeah, that's just, you know, give me a strong work ethic. You know, it's opened my eyes up to a lot of things, and a lot of things that have been going on in the background for years, how society's been breaking down, people are being oppressed. I mean, yeah, we do marijuana situation. It's been going on for since the UK followed America into the whole debacle. And now everywhere around the globe's pretty much selling it, including the UK government. So they're going against their own laws in criminalising people for doing what they're doing.
Yeah, there's a huge issue with cannabis. And obviously that's why we're here. We're trying to help more people understand it, the benefits and the negatives, you know, that are associated. This is why we're trying to talk to more people like yourself, you know, knowing people's background into how that's led them to smoking, either that being medically or recreationally, if you see that there's a line or a difference between the two. So since when did you begin to use cannabis, and was this for medical or recreational use?
In my 20s, really. About 2021, seriously. I tried it when I was younger, about 14, 15. It was all right. It chilled me out and that. My friend says to try it because, as I say, I was working for the three councils, lifeguarding and that. Just tried it the one night. I loved it. It really cleared my head, stopped my stress, stopped my anxiety about being on time all the time to work, not being 5 minutes late because they docked you your money and things like that. Bit of a more chilled existence, really. Through the years of making the oils and that, it's just got more medicinal, and especially with my back. I make the vape liquids, THC and the CBD. The CBD really helps with like calming and things like that, from the cannabis leaves in vegetable glycerin. The THC, the buds in vegetable glycerin, that really helps with the pain side of things. Lots of people have it for lots of different things, sleeping, because it's vegetable glycerin based, they drip it on their tongue and they don't feel like they need to smoke in the day. They can just have a couple of drips.
Yeah, and I just want to clear something up in case anybody out there doesn't understand what vegetable glycerin is. From what I understand, it's in most food-based products. It's a stabilizer in most frozen foods. It's purely safe to eat or inhale. to clarify that up there. I'm sure you'd know more about it though, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, they've used it in dry ice machines as well in discos and nightclubs and things like that to produce the dry ice. And it's never done anyone's lungs any harm. And as you say, they have it in catering. They've been using it in icing and things like that. The drips, because it's the vegetable glycerin base, which is the food grade, you can drip a few drips in your jelly when you made your jelly. You've got a nice edible for yourself as well. There is the vaping side, the dripping on your tongue side, and the edible side. I do the CBD and the full extract in coconut oil as well, 100% pure coconut oil. You can then put that in your cup of tea or your cooking, or use it as a rub for pain. Then we've got the full extract, which is the one that treats cancer.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys,
midgets,
the Indians,
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of
20,000 girls.
And rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I could play
the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry. Frontier Psychiatry.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch. What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Anything that talks, other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
speaking of obviously the treatment of cancer, have you yourself noticed any medical benefit for your physical or mental health because of the products that you make?
It makes me more focused. It makes me less in pain. I mean, I still have pain because I've got degeneration of my spine, 6 discs in my back, and it don't make me feel like a zombie like tablets do. Because if I was to take the amitriptyline and tramadol like I used to do 8 years ago, before I got off them, I felt completely and utterly useless all day, brain dead.
Seb was just saying she used to take the same medication and she felt exactly the same. And I've been there myself with antidepressants. A lot of the time, they really zombify you out. And it's just, there are some pharmaceuticals out there that I just don't think are good for the body.
This is my other argument as well with the legal side of things, because at the moment it's between the government's Home Office and the Medical Health Regulations Authority. It's like the Medical Health Regulations Authority hasn't really done a good job of regulating things. We've got an opioid crisis, antidepressants, as you say, that if you take too many, they make you suicidal. It's, the list goes on and on about the side effects of those, and cannabis hasn't really gotten on.
The whole no deaths as well with cannabis. I mean, there are a lot of naturally functioning deaths that are down to the over usage of certain tablets or certain medicaments. Even antibiotics now aren't as effective as they were 25 years ago. Body just builds up immunity to these things.
Exactly. Well, when I was going through my research about 6-7 years ago, they was giving an award out. It was online. It was to solve the antimicrobial resistance, because the strains was just building up tolerance and they weren't working anymore. And it's clogging up the whole body, because as you're taking a tablet, it goes through your liver, goes through the filtration system, and the rubbish is then left on top and it can't get processed. It causes all sorts of mutations, one of which is cancer.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of things that can trigger the overgrowth of cells, and that's all cancer is. Yeah. It's an overgrowth for your mini-peptidines in your cells themselves. They can't regenerate and they have a defective half-life.
Exactly.
The more cells that you break and divide.
Property,
yeah.
Isn't there anymore?
I mean, there have been plenty of stages with Monsanto there that they've caused a lot more harm than good with the so-called medications that have been available. Even cocaine was a legal drug back in the 70s, and now it's not. And it does make you think, why was something legal then for medical, and now it has no medical benefit whatsoever?
Well, in the 20s, if you go back, all the medications with cannabis in, you know, cannabis and mixed other things like cocaine and...
I will say back in the 1920s that the Victorian pharmacies were a huge growing industry. Nobody really understood to mix in. There are a load of herbal remedies out there that simply contain roots.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it was a growing market, but we really understand...
The people understand a lot better
now. We've got the research, we've got the evidence. We've probably got more research and evidence on cannabis as a substance than any other medication out there.
Yep, definitely. I'd agree with that.
just left him in a prostrate on a rock situation. And still, after crossing the park, he has his matrix to traverse in the dark. With the walls to throw back the echoes, and the air transmitting to unsettle. Well, let it settle down. Right down. Slowly down feeling this backstreet walking, I took me hat to hide me eye. Like to think of smoke escaping up and out, travelling high. Surplus people are not what the order needs. Surplus people are grown from the revolution seed. Grown from the revolution seed. Grown from the revolution seed.
As we've briefly been talking over the last few weeks, you mentioned your friend in Torquay. Could you tell us more about him and his story?
Well, I moved down to Torquay in 2013 because my doctor advised me to get some fresh air and take it easy sort of thing. I met a few friends.
We were just saying they don't advise fresh air these days, do they?
No, he was one of the old doctors. I think he's passed on now. Yeah, I met a few friends and I started to work at one of the local head shops. My friend who was managing the shop, he says he's had the cancer come back for the second time, and he was sort of joking and laughing it off, saying that the first time he got rid of it through pure joints, good diet and exercise. Now that he'd come back, he was looking into a guy called Rick Simpson. I started researching into the same sort of thing as well, seeing the video run from The Cure. A couple of other videos I started looking into, grow videos, Brown Growy 420, Golden Hill Grower. Then I started to look into recipe videos, like Chef Derek earlier on passed on. It's not just the videos of the recipes that Chef Derek put out. He had the explanations about the chemicals and everything as well, in the compounds in the marijuana, in the leaf and in the bud. So then I started doing more research, a lot of research on the internet, probably too much, 20 gig a week sometimes, on a phone, that's a lot. Then I started growing for myself as well with this research that I got, and the particular strain that I got was called Jack Herrier. Then I started to look into Jack Herrier as well, the impact that he made on the cannabis movement sort of thing. Then I started making recipes for myself, water-based, butter-based, edibles at the time, basically put it in anything, teas, the lot, except the Rick Simpson method, because I thought that method of making oil inside was going to be a bit too dangerous, which it turned out to be for a few people's houses. I think they blew the back off their houses and things like that. But since then, I've learned how to make the full extract and other oils that help for chronic pain, epilepsy, burns, too many ailments to name, including cancer, which is the full extract. Now, I've recently been in touch with him. He stopped smoking and he's just gone on to the vape because he had a heart attack about 4 weeks ago.
I've never tried vape oils myself.
The ones from the shop are not too good, because they contain propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol, but remember that's also found in asthma chambers. So it's not the best substance in the world, but it's not particularly the worst. There's a lot more crap in your bottled juices that come from the stores that they're actually truthful on the packaging about.
Yeah, exactly. They are truthful on the packaging, but it's just not as safe as vegetable glycerin on its own.
No, absolutely.
Warrior music, reggae music, Jamaican choose it, European, American, and the Caribbean, for you. Rasta got soul, reggae music, rocking my bone, it's never getting old. Reggae music more and more and more. No, you can't influence me if you go do any that thing for me. Banna reggae music me a sing. Some don't know the history and don't know the thing. Big mouth them no stop blabbering. Enough now show respect to the elder them. We have to crown them heights, them as a great legend. You can't come tell me say you are the man when reggae music you no understand. Boy, enough of them no know about the music. Them just a hustle and a try to abuse it. Boy, them just wanna see them want to rape and I sell we your cheap. Respect to the youths, them we bust from the ghetto across the run. Them a reggae music a echo, echo. For them a bandwagonist, them can't follow this. Listen the lion, we are got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. It's never getting old. Reggae music more and more. Italian, Germany, Rasta a bring out the ceremony. All over in a room, eating down a Cali. I was say them up, sure me no see nobody. This is not a competition, check the vision. Reggae music, no cast, no affliction. No affliction, why yo? Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. It's never getting old. Reggae music more and more and more. Rasta got soul. Reggae music in a me bone. Me got soul. And that me one day we know. Rasta got soul. Lord, reggae music inna me bone. Rasta got soul. Love reggae music inna me bone. So big up the legend called Bob Marley. Big up the legend William Peter Tosh. Big up the legend Bonnie Waylock. And big up the legend Jacob Miller. Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaac, Halton Ellis. Many are gone but not forgotten. Not forgotten. Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. My bone. It's never getting old. Reggae music more and more. And more. Big up a young legend, them missing like Ableton. Like a Lanchi, Bunty, Beanie Man, Dan Gargan, Colty, Shabaranti, Grammy Man, yeah. Freddie McGregor, Cocotty, Barry San Luciana, now forget Buju Bantan. And there is so much more to mention. Turbo Dance and Fantan, I will. Shaggy Sean Paul, big up yourself. Oh oh, if me no call your name, please catch me in a the next song. Oh yo, call the list of the name too long. Rasta got soul! Soul, Lord, Rasta got soul, Lord, soul, Lord, we got soul, Lord, we got soul, Lord, Rasta got soul, we got soul, Lord, Rasta got soul, reggae music rocking my bone.
Have you done quite a bit to promote your knowledge on the research that you've done with cannabis, and could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, over the last 7 years, I've done, first of all, I've made a website. Okay. That's one of the first things I did. I made quite a few sites across Facebook. I've sort of lost some of them now, because after a while they come, if you don't use them, they shut them down and things like that. I've done a few articles on Medium. Well, so I've got my website, my YouTube channel, which is Shaman Simon Dudley. I've got still Facebook pages that I'm using, 420 Wolverhampton UK. I'm an admin for the Green Cross of the UK as well, the Free Energy Party of the UK. Being an activist, you're an activist with a lot of things, if you noticed yourself, sort of thing. So the Free Energy Party is just a party promoting free energy, and we all know one of the free energies is, you know, ethanol produced from hemp.
Yeah, so I know you've briefly gone through some of the websites that you've done, but could you tell the audience more about where to find you and the research that you've done?
Yeah, I think you've got I haven't got the website written down.
Okay, well, we can put that in the forum. That's not an issue.
Cool.
Billowing, bursting forth with the power of 10 billion butterfly sneezes. Man with his flaming pyre has conquered the wayward breezes, climbing to tranquility far above the cloud, conceiving the heavens clear of misty shroud. Mass vision must improve our sight, and perhaps at last we'll see an end to our home's endless blight and the beginning of the free. Climb to tranquility, finding its real worth, conceiving the heavens flourishing on earth.
So what do you perceive happening with cannabis in the future, with government legislation?
Well, any sensible government should decriminalise it fully, so the people are, you know, can grow their own medication themselves, which is therapeutic growing, because you're actually growing your own medicine.
There'd be less strain on the NHS as well if we're all growing our own as well. It's a win-win situation.
Exactly. I mean, the people that you can help, and the amount of people that can help themselves, as you say, the amount of strain that will be took off the NHS.
Yeah, and especially in times like the moment where we're being asked to take the strain off the NHS, it could help tenfold. Sorry, there has been some research done about how well cannabis can help with coronavirus side effects for those that are getting it.
Because it's antimicrobial and it's got all the other properties in, and it can only help. I've thought since the start it could be part of the combination that might be actually help.
Yeah, the bit I don't understand is, like, England usually does whatever America does, and America's legalising it all over the place, but here in the UK we're still, like, criminals. It's just mad why they're not following suit and dragging their heels with this.
Exactly. It goes against everything. It goes against morals, it goes against ethics, it goes against human rights, and it goes against their own laws, let's face it. They're breaking their own laws.
Yeah, and then they try to say there's no medical benefits from it, and here they are selling it.
Exactly. That's the same generic response I've got through all the petitions over all the years. We've got, there's nothing in the future in the pipeline to legalise cannabis because there's no medicinal value. And it's like, you blatant liars, you're doing it yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think we can do to bring a more positive light towards the plant and its benefits and try and outseed some of the propaganda that's been around over the last 60 years to put it as a negative in people's minds?
Well, by joining some of the genuine groups, the medical cannabis groups, for the right information, because like there's still some people out there naively thinking that the CBD oil that they get from the shop, which is hemp stem and seed used in that medicine, they think it's going to help with their pain or their sickness, cancer related.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to CBD oil as well. There's so many people that are getting so much misinformation that it can help them, it can treat their symptoms, and to a certain extent it might do, but to really get the full benefits of that, there are other chemicals that need to be consumed.
Exactly. You need the full, but the best one put in the oil to treat cancer is the highest THC bud you can get. Trimmed, cured, blitzed down, soaked, strained, and they're made into oil properly. Because only the trichomes from the THC seem to extract and form the sticky block that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as Swifty was just saying, we wouldn't say it can treat or cure cancer, but it certainly gives those people who need a better quality of life almost immediately because of the difference in medication that, you know, we can give them.
Yeah, I mean, I've passed on to the We The Unsigned group, Phil Monk's in charge of that, and they're sort of handling the legal case against the government. And as part of the evidence bundle, because I got arrested myself last year for producing the oils and that.
You see, we've seen groups like this ourselves, but the worry is, like, a lot of solicitors that we have spoken to that are really pro doing it to begin with, suddenly, once they're really pushed up against actually going against the bar, they just suddenly stop. And we've had a few lawyers that we've known and spoke to, and some that were going to come to the festival this year, obviously it was cancelled due to COVID, who were willing to do it, and now all of a sudden they've stopped. So it's nice that groups and activists are going after this, but we're really worried that on the solicitors and the law side, there's not that
I'm always worried about lawyers myself. You can't trust them as far as you can probe. I mean, I had to really, this is how much I didn't trust the lawyer that much. Because after seeing the going to court the second time, and then the judge saying to me that he favours evidence, I then thought to myself, right, my lawyer's a bit incompetent. Well, they're all new to this, aren't they, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the biggest problem.
The only experience that judges have had people going through courts is that they've been growing marijuana to sell, and that's it.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. We need whole new legislation for this in the UK.
Exactly.
Laws that are there and were there and are still there in de facto, but because there's been an update saying it's illegal, then those laws don't apply, even though they're there. So we do have an issue there, because we need to write new legislation to get rid of that one law that says this is illegal and stupid.
Exactly. I mean, the one thing that I do worry about is when they're doing really high concentrates, like in America, when they're doing the distillate, the dabs, everything like that, because that might give marijuana, cannabis, a bad name in a few years, because that much THC,
yeah, a lot of
without
people,
CBD to regulate it, will alter your brain.
Yeah, and we've also noticed this with CBD legal marijuana shops that are cropping up in the UK, and some of them are getting busted, and rightfully so, and it's not as legal as people think, CBD. It's only the hemp stuff, which you were talking about earlier, which is legal. The actual stuff that people need and actually want to help with any of their issues just isn't legal, and it isn't there, and it's just not viable.
Exactly. Even since the 60s, this is one of the most viable businesses that the public have had. So why don't they just leave it?
The second oldest profession of time, isn't it, as a drug dealer?
Sorry?
The second oldest profession of time is probably a drug dealer.
Yeah, probably.
Music from the vaults of hell. PCB, Psycho Comfortable 8, the devil's old DJ, Swifty on the scepter.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
You give that marijuana gin again.
Customized sedative. Our vibrations were getting nasty. But why?
What's it?
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
Lithium sensor.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
A human mind as bent as a bad edge.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
Of drugs, are we?
Once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.